Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Same day shipping, ships the Snyder Cut. Chapter 3. I think it could have used some editing.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
We're back.
We made it to the end, y'all.
Okay. You are way too early with that energy. We have so much to talk about.
There's legit an hour and a half after Superman gets resurrected.
Yeah. And let me tell you, too much of that time is spent with him shirtless. I was disgusted. I was disgusted by him being so shirtless.
I didn't mind.
Yeah. Well,
here's the thing. If it was The Witcher, I would have loved it. And that's what's so funny.
That's the thing.
Since I saw the Justice League and then see it again, I've seen The Witcher. So now I actually like him.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, I didn't care about him before. And now I have a character of him that I enjoy and like.
Well, also, like, and this is so weird, right? Because this is a huge big budget movie and The Witcher is Netflix TV show. But the choreography, the fight choreography in The Witcher is so dirty and quick and good. Like, it's so cool. And this is just like a bunch of people being like thrown into concrete and then like kind of just being like, ah.
I mean, Wonder Woman tries to fight him with her gauntlets.
She does. And it kind of works for a second.
Yeah.
And you know who else tries to fight him with their gauntlets?
It is the Batman.
The Batman.
And that also works for a second.
Yeah,
for a second. There is a part of this that I do sort of like, which is Flash fighting him.
Yes.
Oh, that was cool.
Where like Flash is running by and Superman like catches him out of the corner of his eye and you're like, oh fuck, he can track you.
Yes.
He's as fast as you are, or maybe just a tiny bit slower.
Yeah, and I did like that it changed from I'm gonna try and fight to like, oh my god, I need to get away from you, and I like that seemed like very scary, and I actually it's crazy that I have a Flash moment that I liked, but I did like that moment as well.
And it's like really it's good. A scary Superman moment, right? Like I think if there's anything that Zack Snyder does like well, it's show us Superman being scary. And like
he's scary.
It's not something I associate with the character, right? Like
Superman
isn't a scary dude.
Well, to me, I've always thought, and maybe it's because I didn't grow up like reading Superman or watching Superman, but I always thought, man, we're lucky he's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, but I guess it's that Superman and Clark are like such doofuses.
Yeah.
That it's like this part, the idea of a dark Superman at this point is kind of hack, but like, I hate that this is our canon Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that this was just like a twin of him or something that comes to town. I wish this was just Bizarro Superman. Which is Bizarro Superman mean? I can't remember.
Wait, what?
Is he a meme? I don't know.
Wait, is he a meme or is he mean?
Mean what, is what I said.
Oh, mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's the exact like not nice.
Which is what I feel like this guy is. Is not nice. This is like not nice, Superman. No. Until he's hanging out with Lois and then he gets soft again. And I
think
like
it's because he forgets who he is. He doesn't know anything. And so because he's
and they fight
them.
and Cyborg does shoot him.
Right. Yes, because Cyborg thinks he's a threat because he is. He's scanning them and he's getting ready to fight them.
Right.
Well, he's scanning them, but he could. I don't know. I don't know that he would have fought them if he wasn't attacked by them.
Here's the thing. If you take the smoke from a burned down house. And reconstruct
it
into the form of a house, you're going to fuck up some of the details. Right?
You're right. There's going to be some problems.
Yeah.
And I love that Wonder Woman, who has met this man one time, is like, Kal-El, no.
I know. What the fuck is this?
Okay. First of all, I was like, why is she being so familiar with him? Stop. Like, the way she was acting like they fucking grew up together. Like, they have all this history.
No.
I was like, why are you doing this?
They met once on a battlefield, and when they were like, do you know her? He said, no, I don't. She's not with me.
I thought she was with you, is what he says.
So, like, he does not claim a relationship with Wonder Woman.
She calls him Kal-El, like, 50,000 times.
I know.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, when a very white person is like, I'm going to order some enchiladas. And you're like, what's happening here? Yes. What are you doing?
Yes.
That's how she feels. She's trying to speak.
Or they're like, oh, I love croissant. And you're like, why are you doing this?
It's happening.
You are from Utah. You know?
Yes, that is
true. We say croissant.
We say croissant.
Crescent.
Crescent rolls. So I really hated when she was doing that. I felt like just truly violated.
Yeah. Also, I feel like in the comics, her power is closer to Superman's power.
Yes.
Yeah. It was unclear what her powers are in this movie.
Gauntlets.
Yeah, gauntlets. Without them, she just is strong. She's only strong in this in, like, getting thrown into concrete and surviving.
Yeah.
You know what
she's
I mean?
She's indestructible.
Right.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
she doesn't seem to have any strength herself, which doesn't feel like the Wonder Woman we know.
No.
Yeah, I mean, this movie, like, you know, presents both like Aquaman and Wonder Woman. I'd say they're comparable, right? Like,
yeah.
They're of comparable strength levels. And then Superman is just almost literally unbeatable, right? Like, the only reason Doomsday took him down is because he's like fucking made of kryptonite.
Yeah.
But, like, no one else even has a chance.
Yes.
Which makes it very scary when he turns on everyone. And we're like, how is this possibly going to end? But luckily, Lois is there.
Now, why was Lois there? Was she just
She
goes there every day to give that delivery
Honestly,
of coffee.
As a person who has been shut off from other people, you get your routines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her routine. That's the only person she talks to every day. Because not even Batman checked in on her. No one's calling her.
Martian Manhunter is showing up.
Okay, he showed up once. But otherwise, she just, every day, she gets all dressed up in heels.
Yeah,
to
I'm shocked
go
at that.
Deliver coffee and then go back to her house and not be a reporter.
Yeah, and I also, again, I felt really bad for Amy Adams here because, like, again, the lighting that I don't know if it's the color grading or the lighting that, like, is just so cruel to everybody that's in this movie.
Yeah, she's a beautiful movie star.
She's a beautiful movie star, and I know that she's supposed to be, like, sad and grieving, but, like, at points, she looks fucking deep faked. Like, it looks so weird. And then, like, I mean, even Gal, right? We see the makeup sitting on her fucking skin. I'm like, what is this lighting? Like, it's so unfair to these people. And that's the thing, right? So at this point, Lois Lane's best friend is probably Martian Manhunter, and she doesn't even know that.
Oh.
So that's very
sad. She thinks her fake mother-in-law is her best friend.
Right. Ooh. Oh, that's sad.
But here Superman's back, so he scoops her up and flies away to not Smallville.
Well, because believe it or not,
Kal-El.
Wonder Woman calling him Kal-El a bunch doesn't do shit.
Yeah, it means nothing to him.
So he just takes her away to not Smallville on the Kent farm, and he just walks around in a cornfield shirtless.
And I think because she's like you. She does not like the shirtless thing. So she goes.
I know.
And finds an old shirt of his dead dad. And gives it to him to wear.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we think that Kevin Costner now and Henry Cavill wear the same size shirt?
No, because the second he puts that on, it's splitting down the fucking back. Are you kidding me? Look, the two most jacked people in the world, him and J.K. Simmons, yep, in the movie Whiplash, would not wear the same size as old man Kevin Costner.
But it fits him well.
Yeah, it looks all right. It looks all right.
And then they step out into what I can only assume is the thing that they filmed The Mandalorian in and pretend that it is a cornfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't deal with this, like, the sun is 4 seconds away from setting lighting that happens through the entire end of this movie, right? Yeah. Like, the scene with Batman and Martian Manhunter at the end is all that. There's, like, 5 minutes of this in this. It's
Patrick,
crazy.
The last movie... Do you remember what the subtitle was?
Oh, Dawn of Justice, Dawn.
And so this is Sunset of Justice.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean...
Eclipse of Justice, part four.
There's two types of lighting in this end part, right? It's the sun is about to set, and then it's like Mad Max, scary apocalypse lighting.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's a dream.
Yes.
We got so many dreams, but...
So they're all like, we need to fight Steppenwolf.
Oh, so they go back to the Batcave.
Right.
And, you know, Jeremy Irons is happy to see all of them.
The they in this, because the movie is like, all right, now we just need to split our focus and tell two totally different stories at the same time. One is Superman regaining his memories on its own fucking timeline with zero urgency to it. And then Batman and the rest of the Justice League doing action shit with the most urgency possible.
Yeah. And by the way, Batman, again, does not call Lois Lane on the phone to see what's up.
No.
He doesn't call her to be like, hey, the world's ending. Is Clark back?
No, but he does tell...
He tells Gal Gadot
that he had a dream.
That he had a dream where he was told straight up by Flash, Lois Lane is the key to everything.
Right.
And then she was like, oh yeah, it's romantic. And he's like, no, it's dark.
No, well, there's something
also
more.
Like, okay, so we can talk about this because now we're here. We're in the third bit. So this is supposed to be set up for a movie where in which... He falls in love with Lois?
No, that would have happened in this movie if they had done it. But he
that was his dream. That was his dream. So his
Zack Snyder wanted Lois and dream. Batman to hang out in this movie.
And he wanted, well, because isn't it supposed to be like this is supposed, okay, this is what I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I also was not retaining any of the information because it was extremely boring to me. So what I heard was that the dream is supposed to be Flash saying, hey, Lois Lane is the key, aka...
By the way, it's not a dream.
What is it? It's the future.
It's Flash running from the future, coming from the past.
Right, because he's doing his, like, faster than speed of light running.
So it's Flash from the future shows up and says, hey, Lois is the key to everything. Protect Lois. Or I don't think he says protect Lois, but he's
no, just
Lois
that
is
she's
the key.
I
because
mean,
he wants him to not fall in love with Lois, right? Because him falling in love with Lois makes Superman angry?
No. I guess we're going for this. He lets Lois die.
Oh, right. So he lets Lois die, which then makes Superman angry.
Or bereft. And Superman is
vulnerable.
So weak and vulnerable with grief. The Darkseid is able to take over Superman, and then Superman becomes evil. Which, guys, we just did Superman is evil in this movie.
Yeah.
Why the would you do that if you're just going to do it in the next movie? But okay.
So this is set up for like a future idea for Zack Snyder.
Yeah. And then we have the vision, the dream / vision of the future that Batman has later in this movie.
Yes.
But I don't know if we want to get to that. Should we finish the...
Let's finish.
Let's finish that. I was just confused about like what any of this meant.
So
because I don't know why people were telling me about Lois, him falling in love with Lois.
Well,
that
I told you that because I read it somewhere.
No. Someone
dare
else
you call
after
Ryan
you.
People.
No, Ryan. Someone was saying that is like supposed to happen in the future, but maybe they were misunderstanding.
Maybe it was also supposed to happen in the future, but the part of what his pitch was. Was while Superman is dead, Batman and Lois get close.
I see. And then he lets her die. I see. Okay. Okay. But so, okay, back to the plot.
I do, and again, it's part of like that like brain of, I don't think Zack Snyder is capable of conceiving of a Lois who is demential enough to cheat on Clark.
Right.
While Clark is alive, she is Clark's property.
Right.
I don't think. Okay. Yeah. I don't think there's, this Lois is so flat. I mean, Amy Adams is great, but, and I mean, honestly, this is my ship of part three, too, is Clark and Lois, because it's my ship always.
Uh-huh.
And right. Their scenes together are, is the writing grit? No. But I believe that they love each other.
Well, because Amy Adams is trying in this movie.
And I think Henry Cavill in these scenes is trying.
Yeah.
In the scenes with her.
Well, he doesn't have that many scenes, like, just period. Like, he's barely in this movie.
Yeah, he's barely in this movie. Okay, so I want to get to Alfred.
Yes.
Everybody comes back to town, to the Batcave, which they're not calling the Batcave, but we know what it is. Oh, there's also been they seeded a big plane that wants to fly.
But Cyborg knows that it wants to fly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He communicates with it.
He talks to machines. Cyborg is very powerful. Cyborg is, except for Superman, is arguably the most powerful guy in this movie.
It's because he's like tech savvy Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
well,
it's
not just tech savvy. It's like being able to magically control machines. Because like,
well, you guys, when don't you remember the scene where he learned about his powers and he like went into the internet?
Yeah,
and was but like, honestly, I know.
I liked, and we didn't talk about this in part two, but I didn't mind from a visual watching a movie when he is in his like Super Bowl football uniform or Letterman's jacket and he's walking through World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked that as a way to tell that story. It was more interesting than how Wonder Woman told her story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. But I mean, like it goes even beyond the like being able to insert himself into the internet or like into the like video presentation that he's got. Right.
Yeah.
Because there is a part in, and this is again part two, so sorry. But like when the tank, like the spidery tank thing is totaled. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then he takes it over. And so it's not even like he is like in the electronics of it. He is somehow able to manipulate the machinery.
Yes. He is able. He essentially has machine brain.
Yeah.
He is as powerful as a mother box.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He is better at being Batman than Batman is, because Batman can't control that thing when it's down, but he can.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
it's also a magic world. So it's like he's like Iron Man if Iron Man didn't have to use science to do his machine work.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Like it's just there's magic.
Okay,
but I want to get to this Alfred thing.
Him. Okay, Alfred.
It really bugged me two times when I watched it.
Okay.
So everybody shows up, he's like, "Hey, Diana," and Diana's like, "Hey, Alfred." And then he sees all these people, right? And then he says, "Well, I'll make tea. I don't know where we're going to find the cups."
I didn't understand why he said that.
He works for a billionaire. Is he saying that he only has enough cups for him and he only has three cups?
I mean, so
it's only three more people.
I think that's the implication, but that's not what that line says. Right?
I don't know where we're going to find the cups.
Is he just like joking? Like, oh, there's so many of you. Like, I don't know where we're going to find the cups. Like, it's not a good joke.
And if it's a Butler joke, it could be funny if like, I don't know if
humor.
I have... but like, there's ways to do it. Like, maybe it's like, I don't know if I have six matching cups.
Right.
But like,
right.
The idea that Batman doesn't have six cups is insane. He's a billionaire.
Okay, what if he's like, because I know Bruce is like a schmoozy entertainer guy, but he also like is kind of a loner. So maybe he's like, we've never had this many of your friends over, Bruce, because like Bruce doesn't have friends.
That's a funnier line. And it doesn't say, I don't know where we're going to find the cups.
There's a lot of lines in this movie that I'm like, I think I know kind of where you're going, but like you cannot expect me to make that connection. You know what I'm saying?
They've fought us, but not us united. Not us united is treated like a good line.
I know.
All he has to say is not united.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Us united.
Not us united.
But not at the same time. You know, anything that's catchier than but not us united.
Not
I mean, frankly, what Ryan and I were texting about this fucking movie last night, and Ryan said, "I don't know how we're gonna do this. Like, there's too much here." And she said, "She said I don't know how we're gonna do this." And I responded, "Together." And
like, no,
that's better.
But that's what they should have said.
Okay. So they decide we haven't even talked about our boy Silas.
Oh yeah.
Which honestly, this was another like
he Resident
again,
Evils himself.
if we could make this movie 15 minutes long, I think we could fill it with interesting things. Because yeah. He gets in a little room with the mother box and has a laser, which I don't know why he's in the room with the mother box, but he does. Gets in a little room. He sends a bunch of heat, which they seeded earlier in the movie. Great.
Right. Because there's so much heat. A thing that has like the hottest temperature on planet Earth in it.
Exactly.
Or something.
Right. And also that
like Steppenwolf and the parademons are like very not sensitive to heat because like they. Yes. So like he wouldn't notice, you know, like
it's, right, they're from Apocalypse. It's fiery there. They
it's
don't
very
know.
Yeah. Fiery.
Right.
So and he gets in the little room and we see him burn to death, which actually looks pretty cool.
It did.
I
look
thought
pretty cool.
That was probably one of my favorite effects in the movie.
And him getting kind of sliced up and stuff like that.
Honestly,
was
maybe I cool. want this to be more like we talked about other kills that were cool. Like, I think maybe I just want better, more yeah. gore from this movie.
But that's what totally. I wanted too. It's so weird because like on the one hand we have like these superheroes say fuck and they kill people, but it was so not gory or cool, and that was something that we got from Watchmen and from 300, yeah. you know,
right.
which was like
yes.
this hyper violence.
Steppenwolf should have been taking those Amazons and literally ripping them in half.
Yes.
Yep. In different like, ways. He should have ripped them in different halves each time.
Lengthwise.
Yeah.
Yes.
A hot dog, hamburger.
Yeah. It would have been perfect.
Sliced but, right down the middle like a hot dog.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We got that one with Mira where she's right. doing it. And then we got the burning
Silas
alive.
Death. Yeah.
Yeah. But like this could have been so much more gory and yeah. it would have been more interesting.
And cool. I don't know.
And then I love this part. Again, there's a version of this with Cyborg that I like. But that Cyborg realizes that, no, his dad wasn't trying to destroy the Mother Box. He sacrificed his life in order to make the Mother Box findable.
Right. That they can tag it with
They
heat.
Can track it.
Yeah.
Which, again, I was like, why did he have to be in the room with it? Whatever.
I don't know why he had to be in the room
with it. That was very annoying.
It happened so fast. It was quick. He didn't have time to get out.
I mean, he was freaked out. He was really freaked out. Like, he was like, the guy's coming.
And honestly, his son is really mean to him. So what does he have to live for?
Right. He was like thinking about how his son is really mean to him. And he's like, I'm not going to leave this.
Oh my God. Okay. And this is part of one of the epilogues. The epilogues has like 7 endings. We see Cyborg destroy a cassette tape.
Oh my God.
And the player.
Oh my God.
And the player.
Right.
Which it didn't have to be a cassette tape.
Right.
It could have been something that's fixable.
Mm-hmm.
But we see him, his dad is giving him a speech and he's like, I don't want to hear this fucking speech, and destroys the cassette tape and destroys the recorder. Okay.
A father twice over.
But that part annoyed me that he was able to undo it. And I get it that he's like also a change machine. I'm sorry, a coin star?
He's a coin star.
He's a coin star, but if you
he's
had just
a mechanomancer
made it,
is what he is.
He is a mechanomancer.
Yeah.
But it would have been, if they had just not made it a, because cassette tapes is such a physical thing. It's not really about being a good machine.
Right.
Right.
If they had made it like some kind of drive or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if it was a drive and then he had smashed it, but then he like stuck it in himself. And he was like,
oh, whoa. He had smashed it, right? And there's only like a couple, it's like all fractured, but there's like a couple pieces. And he sticks the part that goes in, the USB thing, into himself. And then it starts reforming while it's stuck in him. That's cooler than
Then we don't even see him fix it. We just go from he smashed it. His dad saw it smashed.
No, we do. He puts his hand over it.
We just play it back in reverse, basically.
Yeah, he just rewinds. And then it's like,
I'm
fixed.
Not watching it again.
No, don't. It's not worth it.
Okay, but so he has some daddy issues.
Yeah.
And turns out, that's what we find out at the end of this movie, is that everyone's issues are really about being a daddy. Oh, I didn't mention this in the second one, but it really annoyed me that it doesn't pay off in this movie.
Yes.
When Lois, I think it's when Martha comes to the door.
Yeah.
She goes to put something away in her nightstand.
Or she's like staring at her nightstand.
She's staring at her nightstand. In her nightstand is a pregnancy test.
Yeah. Yeah. Which was annoying to me.
Which again, that would be.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah. The movie's got no room for it. I mean.
And but it's also something, and not that I'm, you know, I'm not for fridging and I'm not for saving people just because they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But you know who you can't keep that a secret from?
Superman.
The guy that just revived?
Yeah, fucking Superman. Superman knows if he hears, if you have two heartbeats.
Oh, right. Yeah. He should have noticed immediately.
So, like,
he can see into your uterus. Like,
that could have been the thing that stops him short. Is he sees this woman, she calls him Clark, he knows her from something, and then she has a baby.
A fucking Kryptonian heartbeat inside
her. A Kryptonian heartbeat, and he's like, what the fuck? Let's go to Smallville. We gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then their conversation, instead of like, oh, you're speaking. Oh, she loved it here. Da-da-da. Oh, also, okay, Lois, I just said she should have told him she was pregnant, but I hate that she immediately tells him that his mom's houses were closed upon.
Oh, I know, right away.
Give him a minute.
Who gives a shit? She even said, like, I have a smaller place, it's closer to work. Like,
well, and even that, right? Like we know you can solve that problem very easily, especially if you know Batman.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, just wait. Like, he is doing his thing in the cornfield right now. So, like, just let him.
Honestly, Lois could have solved this problem if she knew about it.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, great, 100%.
Right?
Happy revival. Your house was getting foreclosed upon, but I solved it. Or maybe he doesn't even have to know.
Or maybe we could raise our child here because she is pregnant. And the movie wants us to forget that she's pregnant. Well, later.
She's gotta be. Why do you show the pregnancy test?
Okay, yeah. When we go to the epilogue, I'm sorry, I keep wanting to talk about the epilogue.
In the epilogue,
Batman makes a whole point of saying, by the way, congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was talking about Superman. Like, congratulations on like him being Superman back, which I did.
No, she's like, by the way, congratulations. So the movie knows she's pregnant.
Yeah.
But it's this, and I was thinking about it before I went to bed last night because it makes me so mad. It's sort of like, and I don't want to watch this movie multiple times either, but it's sort of like Rise of Skywalker, where they kept in multiple scenes of Finn being like, I got to tell you something. Oh,
right. Oh my God.
I have a secret. I need to talk to you.
Yes, I know.
This thing
yes.
is happening that I need to discuss with you. And then we just don't
talk about it ever again.
Don't talk about it.
Well, no. So and then he says, the thing I wanted to tell you, I can feel the force. And you're like, what? That's not the thing you wanted to fucking talk to her about. No. What the fuck are you saying?
Never gets to that.
He never says that, Kelly. You invented that in your mind.
No, he does. He does. He does say that. He said, doesn't he? He says, like, I can feel it too. And she's like, cool.
Not to her. He does it with, he was with that other chick and they're like fighting stormtroopers.
Yeah. But that is so annoying.
Anyway, we don't need to relitigate Rise of Skywalker. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay.
But it's that level of this.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'm okay with Lois being pregnant. I know that it's whatever, but like, I'm okay. I don't have a problem with Lois being pregnant, but the fact that the movie doesn't want to, will tell us that it is what's happening, but just doesn't even give us a scene of Superman reacting to the
meeting. Yeah. It's the emotionally honest thing that you were talking about in the previous chunk of this, that like, there's no place for emotional honesty in this. So like, how could they even have that conversation? Like, what would that even look like?
Okay,
with
I keep rewriting this movie.
Martian Manhunter. What did she tell Martian Manhunter?
She should have told Martian Manhunter she's thinking about getting an abortion.
Holy shit. And then Martian Manhunter's like, I have to go. I am not equipped for this. Like, Okay, I thought I was just going to come in and like pretend to be Martha and like tell you to go back to work.
I thought it would be super easy to like just pretend to be a woman and be sad.
He's like, ooh, check please.
Ooh, I gotta go.
Okay, and this is back to part three. But also, in her head, Lois thinks she had this heart-to-heart with Martha and that they're very close.
Yeah.
And then when they all see each other on the beach, and then Lois wants to make it a three-way hug.
Oh my God. And Lois is like,
Martha,
I wanted
been
to
like,
I haven't seen you in months. I lost my house and we haven't talked about it.
Yeah. Or she's like, I can imagine Lois being like, Martha, I just want to thank you for really coming through. And Martha's like,
I never talked to you.
Is this Martian Manhunter?
The entire time from the beginning that Martian Manhunter was always Superman's adopted mom.
Okay. Maybe not that, but
that would be insane.
No, yeah, sure, why not? Find out that there's a Kryptonian on Earth and is like, I need to keep an eye on this.
Wait, so he's been hanging out, being Superman's mom for as many years that Superman's been here on Earth.
Yep, murdered the real Martha Kent.
Murdered real Martha. Yeah. Martha's been dead in the ground forever.
And it's then, okay, you can turn smoke back into a house.
Right. Oh my God, and then when they bring her back, it's like, which one's the real mom?
Great question.
All right, so then this movie raises a lot of questions. Those are not some of the ones to raise.
Well, actually, it is a question that I'm having from this movie, though. Is Martian Manhunter really Superman's mom?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you for answering it.
I think yes.
Okay.
Okay, but we got to get to the big fight. So Superman and Lois are on their own timeline, and Superman's like, hey, you know what? If they brought me back from the dead, they probably wanted my help with something.
And then she should have been like, what do you think, stupid?
Well, she should have been like, save the world for both of us.
And he's like, yes, me and you. And she's like, no.
Both of me.
Me and a Kryptonian blooded thing.
And he's like, yeah, me and you. And she's like, no, I'm wanting to live for two. And he's like, of us.
No. Clark, there is a person that's not you that is in addition to me that I want to live for. And he's like, my mom?
I'm so glad you got close with my mom while I was dead.
You know that's Martian Manhunter, right?
Okay, but he goes and this is one of those things, and I know I'm just not a DC fangirl in the way I'm a Marvel fangirl. I'm just like, right. I'm not in that headspace. But I think it was supposed to be really cool to have Superman and Alfred meet. I think that was supposed to be cool.
When worlds collide.
I think so, but it wasn't cool.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. It was so uncool to me that I forgot that that happened.
Also, why is Alfred fixing a car? What job? What is his job?
Well, because the last time the Justice League went out on a mission, Alfred is back, like, remote piloting this tank until it gets totaled.
Right. But also, that was the weird thing, right? He's remote piloting the tank, but Batman's inside. Batman doesn't need to even be there.
This is what I'm saying, is that Batman, as soon as there's, like, a Justice League, Batman becomes the guy in the chair. That, like, he doesn't matter.
He's, like, not even, he's a non-entity.
But he should be the plan maker. I feel that could have been his thing, but he does not.
Well, no, I mean, right here is where we do get to them saying, like, finally, we have a plan, as they're flying to this, irradiated whatever space that Steppenwolf has now assembled all three mother boxes and is going to use them to summon Darkseid. Is that what he's doing?
Yes. So. He's going to put them together, create the unity. Then Darkseid will come and get the anti-life equation.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they have a plan, and the plan is that Victor is going to, like, nuke the mother boxes or, like, hijack them, but he needs, again, like, amazing jolt of electricity, which only the Flash can provide.
So, essentially, we get to see the same exact fucking scene again. I mean, there's two meanings of that, because we also get to use time travel.
Right, right.
But this is the same plan that they did last time.
Except it also involves Aquaman and Wonder Woman fighting Steppenwolf at the same time.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, with teamwork, you guys, we can mutilate a body.
That's true. With teamwork, we can mutilate a body.
It's a good message,
because they all do it together.
They work together, but guess what? They fail.
Yeah, they fail.
But then Flash is like, oh my gosh.
The teamwork mutilation is not yet.
Yeah, and Flash is like, okay. I have to break my one oath that I made that's very hold tight to my heart that I swore I would never break. And he keeps talking to himself during this scene.
Okay, I need to tell you what my notes were in this, okay?
Okay.
Please.
Okay. I said, is Barry connected to his dad through telekinesis? Why is he talking to his dad? Oh, that time thing is going to come into play.
Uncredited Billy Crudup. What the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
And again, take a great actor and put him in a part. And he honestly, he kind of nails his little scenes.
He was pretty good.
He does his little celebration and he's like, woohoo, my son's a superstar. Like that was.
Yeah, I liked that.
I was like, okay, here's the other thing. Hold on. And again, I want to hear.
No, I just have three more. The time thing is going to come into play. Mm-hmm. He's really zooming now. Make your own future. Who are you talking to, Barry? And then, okay, the next note is something that happens after.
Okay.
Okay.
But yes, no, he's talking to himself and he's saying a bunch of things that like feel like they're alts.
Yes, like, they feel like alts.
They feel like what you were supposed to choose one of them, but we get all of them. Also, and this again is colored less by the comics and more by what I've seen of the TV show, but there is, Barry's mother was murdered and his father was accused of it.
They right. say it in like
Barry
one sentence and they're like,
the ability to travel back in time.
Right.
Yeah.
There has to be some really serious reason that he wouldn't use that to go back and try to save his mother. Now,
well, and that's the thing that bugs
but
me.
But instead, we never talk about why doesn't he use time travel?
Yes. And because this is the annoying part, right? He's like, I can go if I approach the speed of light. He's like, I never do it because if I do it, time goes wonky.
Right.
And that's
who's
why
telling
I don't
him
do
this?
It.
Who's telling him this?
Right. And I'm like, did you do it before and something terrible
did,
happened? Like,
that's a great
how
question.
Do you know?
And honestly, if that's it and he's responsible in some way for what happened to his mom and his dad, mm-hmm. then foreshadow that in his scenes with his dad. Show some kind of guilt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just like knowing what I know from like comics continuity yeah. is so fucking messy that like, you know, there it's his mother is actually murdered by the Reverse Flash.
Right.
And so Barry goes back in time to try and like stop it and like clear his dad's name. But in so doing, like alters the timeline irrevocably so that like everything is fucked. So like, you know, in trying to save his mother and clear his father's name, ends up being like the biggest mass murderer in like
oh my god,
the DC
what if
Comics
that's
canon.
What he meant when he said wonky?
Oh my god, I mean that would make sense. Yeah. That's like such a yeah. fucking sociopath thing to say.
Oh my god, it's just like this is a quirky timeline, isn't it?
But yeah, there's a version of this movie where we meet the Flash. He's a struggling guy trying to figure his shit out. He doesn't have the bankroll that he needs to, you know, he needs money in order to go to do more for people. That also he has these strong rules that he lives by, including he doesn't fuck with the timeline. But that's not yeah. the character that we know.
Right. Well, and also like the fucking with the timeline or like turning time back is mm-hmm. not really something that he like actively does in this movie, right? Like there are two times where time reverses for like just a split second, right?
Yeah.
There's the one where they're bringing Superman back because we can see like the ID or whatever it is, the mother box, like
yeah.
lift out of the goo for a second.
Yeah.
And then here at the end where like he goes back in time just the like maybe second and a half before the explosion mm-hmm, to just mm-hmm. do what he was going to do anyway.
Yeah. Well, and it
to,
gives
to not
Superman
trip and fall.
Time to show up.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
But you're right. He's covering for his own fuck up.
Yeah.
It's not like we planned this plan, but we were 1 second off with the plan.
Right. I
don't know.
He miscalculated
just,
something. Yeah.
But now
yeah,
or, it's sort or of like the like, end of Superman, the movie.
Yeah,
to be
totally.
Honest, where it's just like, well, then what does anything mean? If all you have to do is fly backwards really fast.
Yeah, totally.
Then
yeah.
who cares about anything that happens? But so that it's just a weird lesson to take from that movie. It's like, we'll just do a do-over.
Yeah, yeah, it's super dumb. Because it's like, if you're able to reverse time and something terrible happened, right? Mm-hmm. Then when you go back to do it again, you should have to pay a price to change it.
Yes.
And well,
no one pays a price.
Well, I mean, everyone pays the ultimate price, as we find out in the epilogue.
That's right, that's true.
They have to hang out
now
with
they've
a really
set something
stinky
up.
Jared Leto.
Well,
you're really
we'll get
stinky.
There.
So stinky.
Okay, sorry.
So right, Superman
so
appears
Superman
on the scene.
Shows up wearing right. a black suit, which of course, did I tell you that I also watched a video that was like 10 biggest differences between 2017 and 2021?
No.
Is right, one of them the color of a suit?
Yes, because apparently it was always supposed to be the black suit because that's an iconic thing from when Batman comes back to life.
Superman, sorry.
But Joss Whedon made it the traditional suit. And so the people were mad that they didn't get that iconic black suit.
Okay.
Boring.
I think the black suit makes no sense.
Well, because I was like, why? Where did he get it from?
Of him going back to the ship to go get that suit because his regular suit is in Metropolis.
Right. Anyway. Which is also where that the ship is.
Yeah. So he could have just gone to his house and got a suit. But instead he had to go and we didn't talk about the dueling fathers.
What was the Dueling Fathers?
I mean, it's not that big a thing, but it's just Superman is walking down a hallway listening to both Jor-El and Jonathan Kent talk at him.
Okay. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So it's Russell Crowe and Kevin Costner.
Right.
There's just so much of like people either talking to fathers when fathers are not there and fathers talking to sons when fathers are not there. There's just like a lot of...
You'd think that like one of them becoming a father would then play into the plot.
Oh my God.
But they don't. They don't. Okay, but that is one of the things. Okay. The Flash is just so poor. Like I said before that he's like... Like I get him as a character, but I don't get any of his motivations.
Right.
Why when he's running backwards is he saying your kid was one of the good ones, Dad, one of the best of the best?
He's trying to write his legacy.
But like that's not his dad. His dad has a lot of. His dad believes in him.
I know his dad's always believed in him.
His dad's always believed in him,
and he's got a weird way of expressing it, right? Of like, you're wasting your life with these. He's like in his 20s, like,
he's like, don't give up,
fucking ever.
He doesn't want his son to waste his life trying to save the dad because the dad's like, I'm past saving.
Yeah,
but also that doesn't mean that your dad doesn't think you're one of the best. Your dad thinks a lot of you.
Well, it's in fact that your dad thinks you're the best, and that's why he doesn't want to waste your time. Like, right. I don't understand. Yeah.
Your dad doesn't think you're a loser.
Your dad has, you have your dad's approval already.
Yes.
It's built in.
This movie struggles with a lot of like just people saying like mottos.
Just human shit.
Yeah. And like not anything that like anyone would ever really say or these characters specifically would ever really say. Yeah. It's just like,
oh yeah. As typified by a Superman appearing in this fight, taking Steppenwolf's axe to his shoulder, nothing happens, and he goes, not impressed.
Ugh.
What?
He says, yes, not that's what impressed.
He says, not. That's his intro line. That's the first thing he says as a member of the Justice League. Not impressed. Though I was kind of impressed. Maybe it's just I wanted gore out of this movie. I was sort of impressed when he just like snaps one of Steppenwolf's horns off.
That was cool. I liked the horn being snapped off. And then this is where we get the teamwork mutilation.
Yes.
That's right.
Where they're like, guys, each one of us can stab a part of Steppenwolf.
And then they do. I'm going to chop his head off.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
Save the head for me because he was bullying me for being an Amazon.
You know what would have been cooler? Again, but maybe, I know I keep trying to rewrite this movie. I think it would have been cooler if only his head went through the portal.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. I would love that.
And then
that.
It's just his head. It's like, cool. Also,
and all of it, and then Justice head comes through, and then that one dude fucking stomps his head again.
Yes, and so we get the first of many endings because we get him being like, "Pull the fleets together, let's go."
We'll use the old ways.
Which that is, I don't mind that as an epilogue.
Uh huh. Because then it's like leaving something.
But how do
open.
You put that and then make me watch 30 more minutes of movie? Yeah, if there's not an armada of evil aliens coming.
Yeah.
Literally, Ryan, that was my note at that point, was I can't believe there are 30 minutes left in this movie.
Honestly, that seems low. I could have sworn that this is
just
90
felt like
minutes
hours.
Of epilogue.
It felt like hours because of that one scene.
So let's talk. So we already talked about there's the one epilogue where the Kents get the farm back.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman says, and he says, Clark is like, oh, did you pay off our loans? And then Batman's like, I bought the bank.
He doesn't even say, did you pay off our loans? Which is what he would say. He said, how did you get the house back?
Oh, okay. How did you say? And he says, I bought the bank.
I bought the bank.
Which honestly, these are the moments where I like Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne because he does seem like some rich guy who doesn't really deal with reality.
Right.
I bought the bank. So we have that. That's one of the storylines that ends. We also have I'm kind of running through some because we have the dream, which is.
We need to talk about the dream.
Okay. Yeah. So then we also have the Flash says, hey, Dad, look, I got a job, a menial job at the in criminal justice.
I believe he says the worst
the
job.
The worst job there is in criminal justice. And the dad's like, yeah, my boy's the best. Great. Cool. Okay. Oh. Okay, I was going to run through. Oh, Cyborg. We didn't talk about his big climax, but he realized it's okay that his family has been destroyed and he's never going to have them back. He's happy to be a machine now.
Oh, okay. Also, I'm just going to really quick slide in my ship, which is an anti-ship, no TP. I hate the forced bromance between the Flash and Cyborg.
Agreed. Cyborg doesn't like him, and there's no reason to try to pretend like they could be friends.
Exactly. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Then we also have, and I'm going to do this fast, but we can dig into it if we want.
Okay.
Lex Luthor. Oh, he's in Arkham. Oh, wait. No, he's escaped from Arkham. Oh, wait. He's on a yacht. Oh, wait. He's invited Deathstroke over. Oh, wait. Deathstroke is not very friendly, but it's Joe Manganiello. Oh, wait. Lex is like, but I know who Batman is. His name's Bruce Wayne. And Deathstroke is like, all right, cool. Let's drink some liquor. Leave the yacht. Okay. What are the other epilogues?
Well, and then I think it goes straight from that to
Into
Joker.
The dream. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're in a wasteland. A wasteland.
The sky
that looks,
is orange.
Yes, and it looks very familiar to the wasteland that Cyborg saw in his vision.
And yes. Arguably the like general color palette of the nightmare sequence in Batman versus Superman.
Yes. And nightmare spelled K-N-I-G-H-T-M-A-R-E. Just FYI.
Some kind of dark nightmare?
Also, first shot of that, Batman's holding a gun again.
Yeah, of course he is. That's what he does now.
Yeah, huge gun.
Chapter
He's accompanied
five.
By
Batman
some people.
Holds a
yeah,
gun.
And Deathstroke is with him, which is kind of a big change because we just got introduced this character. We don't know much about him except that he wants to kill Batman.
He's got a mohawk now, though, so that's different.
Yes,
yeah,
that is
so
different.
Time has passed. And then Mira's there, and she's like, we need to find him and destroy him for what he did to Arthur. And you're like, what?
And it's also weird because she's in the desert, and she belongs in the water.
Yeah, so isn't she thirsty? And then, is there someone else?
Cyborg's there. And
Flash, Cyborg's there.
And Flash is there.
And Flash.
Yeah, Flash is wearing some spacesuit armor or something.
Yes, it's and like, facial hair.
Yeah, that's right, the facial hair.
He's got
I'm
going to
tell
hair.
You something. I do not remember Flash being there, so I blocked that out.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't say much.
I don't
much,
think he says anything, yeah.
But he's okay. But he looks identical to when he was in that weird flat, when he showed up and told Bruce that Lois was the key.
Okay.
So this and is either before or after that happened.
They're kind of like regrouping, it seems like. They have some common enemy. They're trying to figure something out.
They're hanging by an abandoned car outside a city.
And then what happens?
Then Mira is like, I'm going to kill them for what they did to Arthur. And says to Bruce Wayne, which again, I guess they don't know each other that well, but is like, you don't know what it's like to have someone you love die.
I love
how much we're Bruce Wayne.
I love how much we're slow pedaling this, by the way.
Well, because we are slow pedaling it less than the fucking scene.
Okay, but also let's go. I can't get over if you know one thing about Bruce Wayne.
Everybody knows all of that shit about Bruce Wayne.
That's just like basic information. But anyway, she's like, you've never loved anyone and lost. But guess what? That's funny to some people.
Oh my gosh, and it's like twisted to find that kind of thing funny, don't you think? It's like, what kind of
twisted
person?
Who would be that twisted and stinky?
Somebody in a SWAT jacket.
And a straight jacket, both.
Both. A SWAT and a straight.
Okay. Who is it?
It's the goddamn Joker.
Now, I will say, having watched this twice, and watched Suicide Squad 3 times, this Joker, this is much better.
This is better than Joker of
Suicide Squad.
He's kind of doing like a Jim Carrey kind of thing.
I also got Jim Carrey vibes. Yes.
There's definitely, but there's some Heath Ledger in there.
Yeah.
You can't forget that. But yes, it's long.
Boring as fuck.
It's boring as fuck and very long. But it feels more like a Joker than the version in Suicide Squad.
Yes. Also, here's just my first question that came up, right? So like everyone on this team has like something to contribute to whatever cause they're trying to, what this mystery cause, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Joker there?
He alludes to, he has something that Batman needs.
Okay.
We
because
don't
I
know
was
going
to say, he's not Wait, is he really
on this team at this point?
Because yes, I think he's on the team.
Oh, he offers him a playing card. Okay, are you saying that says, they wandered up to a guy sitting on a car and it happened to be the Joker?
No.
They're like, no, what?
Here's Joker, is that you? Here's what, oh my God,
Bruce,
am I running into you here? It's so random. No, I think Joker planted himself there, like saw that they were coming, and was like, I'm gonna get in on what these guys are doing, because he says like. He offers a playing card and says something about like a truce.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought,
but
he was just doing this his first time.
He's been waiting for an opening to mock. Because when he steps in to say, you've seen people who love die, he references both Bruce's parents and also. And
probably Jason Todd.
Jason Todd, well, but and, Robin.
Yeah.
And with Robin specifically, Joker accuses him, and that's kind of Joker's whole speech. Is that Batman chooses to put other people on the line to die instead of sacrificing himself. That if he was a real hero, he'd sacrifice himself. But instead, and he says, how many different alternate universes are like this because you wouldn't sacrifice yourself?
Yeah. Also, this means that these guys have been dealing with alternate timelines and like they're aware of that? Or is the Joker just so like fucking galaxy brained that like he talks about his own reality like he's Grant fucking Morrison?
I think he's galaxy brained.
Okay, yeah, I think he's galaxy brained. And I suspect that he's kind of like been a part of this crew this entire time, and like everybody's hated it the entire time. And like
he's
so stinky. And then they have like a lull in the action and he's like, this is perfect. Cause like now I can like really with some impact, like say some stuff to Bruce. And like my only thing is like, okay, now that we know that he has something that Batman wants, I was like, oh, okay, I now understand it more. Because before I was like, he doesn't have any, like, he can't really contribute at all in the same way that anyone else can.
He can fight.
But not as good as anyone else there. No, like he can fight as well as, like, a guy that does MMA.
Right,
you know?
But okay, at least the way this world works, this looks like Apocalypse territory.
Right.
So these may be the last people alive. I assumed, I was not assuming that Batman like found a bunch of regular people and was like, oh, y'all are on your own. I gotta go with the fans.
Yeah, that's a good
best fighters. I think these are all the people who were left.
So they're desperate.
Yeah. Well, and he has something.
Right. And he has something that.
Because Batman also threatens to murder him, which is, you know, a real Batman thing.
Fucking kill him.
He's going to kill him. He's going to do it slow because he promised Harley Quinn that he would.
Which also, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this is another thing of like, you clearly do not. I mean, I guess, okay, maybe I'm two sides of the same coin on this. One side, I'm like, you know what? Joker wouldn't give a shit that Harley's dead.
Right.
But he would mythologize it. And make it about his thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so maybe he would like her to die loving him.
Right. Because then he can control the narrative.
Yeah.
But the fucking crazy thing is like, because, you know, basically what we're saying is that, like, this is another like instance of like future fridging. Right.
Yeah.
But it's to motivate Batman, which is the fucking weirdest part.
Yeah.
We also have. They also say earlier in the thing, watch out, he's coming.
And we're supposed to think it's Superman, correct?
I don't think.
This is another one. It's just like Aquaman in the first part, where you're like, what is the audience supposed to think? Because obviously it's Superman they're talking about.
We already saw Superman get turned evil.
Yeah.
And Superman's not with them.
Right.
Right.
What else are we supposed to think? I don't know. I feel like this could have used some editing.
Really?
So he's here and it's Superman and
hold on guys. Oh. I know it's juvenile or it's infantile and it's stupid, but we have to talk about the Joker saying, if I die, who gives you a reach around?
I don't understand. Did he really mean that he jerks him off?
Yeah, I think he's been jerking him off the entire time they've been on this team together.
Well, but fucking him? Because that's what a reach around is.
Yeah.
Can't you reach around anywhere?
Yeah, I think maybe you could, like, one per... Is,
it's well, my... Okay.
I thought it hello? Just had to do... I thought I said, just, well... I thought it just had to do with the position that you're in when
I think you're
giving
behind
someone
them.
A hand job.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you had to be inside them when you were also giving them a hand job.
That's my...
I don't think you do. You do?
Well, that's my understanding of a reach around. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
Okay. But that is so weird. It's so weird. And is it, I guess that it's homophobic?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's, I think that's happening. Probably what it is. I think he's just making fun of Batman, right?
You're right. It has to be while penetrating a partner from behind, either anally or vaginally, reaching around and playing with his or her genitalia.
Yeah.
Genitalia.
I've okay. got to like re-go through a bunch of things in my mind.
Yeah, me too, because I just thought it was like...
I thought it was just like, literally being behind someone when you gave them a handjob.
Same. No way, man. No way, man.
Okay.
The reach around has that like... Yeah. Either way, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because, it doesn't really make sense except to, I mean, maybe they really are having sex with each other.
I get that he's kind of saying that, like, I mean, the reach around thing, that's just like a bad analogy if they're not actually doing that.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's like, I get what he's maybe trying to say, right? Where it's like, if you don't have me, like, where will your purpose go?
Right.
Yes. But again, and you know, this is the crime that the movie won't stop committing, is none of that is established in the 4 fucking hours of movie that we've watched.
So much movie.
I think you've nailed it that, like, despite this being a 4-hour movie, so much of it hinges on things that have happened not in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Or in this movie universe.
No.
Yeah.
It's using canon of the property as content for the movie.
Yep. And while also being so, I don't want to say subversive to the content, because that makes it sound smarter than it is.
But attempting to be.
Yeah, they're trying to subvert it.
Yes, while being like, this ain't your grandma's Batman, you know?
Yeah, your grandma's Joker, you know, laughs and shoots a gun that has a little bang bang flag on it, but our fucking Joker says, reach around.
Yeah.
I hate this movie.
So Batman wakes up.
So then it was all a fucking... Now, here's the other thing. It's all a dream, but it's a prophetic dream.
Maybe.
Well, I'm telling you it is, because I know what the five-year plan was.
So according to Mr. Snyder, it is.
According to Mr. Snyder.
Let's get to that. Well, but so Martian Manhunter comes down and is like, I'm going to work with you now. And Batman's right, cool.
Again, and that's also...
Oh, this part was so shocking to me, too, because it's like, I'm sorry, you woke me up. I'm in my fucking pajamas. You come into my house.
In my glass house.
I think he looks adorable, rumpled out of bed.
I think he looks cute, but I would be mad. I would be like, I don't fucking know you. You come down and you're like, hi, I want to join the Justice League. I'd be like, first, let me see your resume. Like, who the fuck are you? Like,
what's your name? And the guy's like, I don't have a name.
And he's like, but some call me Martian Manhunter. And he's like, cool, I don't know who that is, but welcome to the club. And it's like, what?
Also, Ben, maybe don't trust that. You're a fucking man. He's a Martian. You don't want to team up with a Manhunter.
Martian Manhunter. He just told you.
Get more details.
And again, this would be
He might be Superman's mom.
And this would be a much more MCU way to play it. But he should have said, my name's Martian Manhunter. Don't worry, I'm not going to hunt you.
I mean, what a tonal change from the rest of the movie.
Okay, Ryan, now you have to tell us about the 5 movie plan.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going to happen next is... Everybody's in the Justice League. And then
is it going to actually happen, or is this just his hopes and dreams?
It was his hope. Now that he's telling everyone about it, I don't know that. I mean, no one's contracted for more movies.
Right.
So it would take a lot. And I don't
know. He's manifesting.
And the Warner Brothers is like, Snyderverse is over.
Okay.
But it would be that Batman becomes really good friends with Lois Lane. This is part of it.
Okay.
And Lois Lane and Clark. And then he is with Lois, and he doesn't protect her, and he lets her die.
Okay.
And then Superman holds her charred corpse, and then...
So all the shit that we've seen.
All the shit that we've seen or hinted at. And then Darkseid turns Superman evil.
Okay.
Superman goes around killing a bunch of people. Then they are able to, I think with the Flash traveling back in time, save Lois. Then, they save Lois, but when they go back in time, what Batman needs to right is wrong, which is spelled out really heavily by the Joker, is Batman needs to sacrifice himself.
So he needs to die in place of Lois.
He needs to die instead of Lois. So they go back in time to the moment where Lois is about to die, and Batman lets himself die. And then 20 years later, Lois and Clark's son is 20 years old, and Lois and Clark take him to the Batcave and say, this is where your Uncle Bruce used to do work. You should be the new Batman.
What?
Sorry.
What?
I'm laughing now because I was lying. But that's really, that's the part that I think is so insane. That Clark
Wait,
and Lois
it's real?
Will raise, yes, that they would raise their child and 20 years later take it to the Batcave that's been empty for 20 years, uh-huh. and say, you should be Batman now. And so there'd be a new Batman and it would be.
But he has powers.
Yes, it would be Superman and Lois Lane's son.
So what about like Batman's estate? Like a big part of Batman's power.
Honestly, I bet Batman leaves it to Clark. Okay. Given their relationship in these movies, I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay.
I mean, he probably leaves it to Alfred, and Alfred shifts it to Clark. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, and that, yeah. Yeah. And it happens, and I guess what hasn't happened yet, the other thing that's going to happen, because we didn't talk about this, is when Superman goes evil, did you see where he was?
No.
He was in front of a big sign that said Justice League.
So at some point,
they built the Hall of Justice.
Which is what we saw intimated at when Alfred and Bruce are like walking through in a ballroom, and he's like, "Oh, we can build it here."
Well, they're at the old Wayne Manor,
and room for
right?
more.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Patrick?
They're at the old Wayne Manor, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess that will become the Hall of Justice.
Yeah, and it's with six chairs, but room for more.
Room for more.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, so that it would have ended with a new Superman, a new Batman.
Why the fuck room for more? Like, at this point, they figure they have collected everyone that is powerful enough to
fight. People are going to come
you don't
out
know.
Of the... What about Martian Manhunter?
Martian Manhunter. There could be others that we don't even know about.
Oh, my
God. I guess, to me, the idea that Darkseid would come for everyone makes total sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then the end of the movie should have been like, we need to build this league stronger. Because,
yeah, we have work cut out for us.
Right, but that's not the attitude that anyone has, except for, I guess, Martian Manhunter.
Well, Martian Manhunter maybe should be the head of the Justice League.
He seems like smartest.
Yeah, he's like figuring shit out.
He knows Lois Lane's important.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not my Superman. This is not my show.
No. I mean, I just was completely bored the whole time and didn't care what anybody did. And maybe my most positive feelings during this movie were me going, I guess, you know, like I was never like, hell yeah. You know, I was just like, okay. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
I think my most positive was knowing that I get to talk to you guys about it and rip it apart.
Yes.
No, this has been helpful.
Yes. And I know that like maybe this movie is just not for me because I didn't see the other move, you know, I didn't see the other Batman and Superman movies in this oeuvre.
I mean, how dare you?
But like, I just really did not enjoy myself.
Yeah. If this is what superhero movies were, I wouldn't like superhero movies.
Here's the thing that like bugs me is that when people are like, oh, well, I like for these characters to like grow up and get gritty for me. But it's like, why? Just grow up. I don't know. Like,
but like they're going to get gritty and still do bloodless kills. Like,
yeah,
this is,
like
there is a version of this that's like Sin City that I would enjoy.
Yeah,
but you didn't go.
Same.
You didn't do it.
You know what? That's what it is. I found myself wanting a more Sin City-ish vibe. Like get it completely stylized. Let's go. Like,
well,
this
Kelly, I've got some good news for you.
Oh, no. What?
They're re-releasing this movie.
Oh, in gray.
In black
right?
and white.
Yeah,
I guess you could call it in gray.
Well, no, no,
gray.
No, because they. I just read about them doing it in grayscale, and it said the gray justice or some shit like that.
So yeah, so it'll look a little bit more like Sin City.
Okay, but not because like.
No, but like if they just went all the way with it, or like committed to the like this is the like dark, gross, uncomfortable like. upsetting version of the Justice League. Like, that's something, but there's no...
Well, then it would be the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. There we go.
But I think there's a way to do it. Like, I think you could still have Superman be the Boy Scout, mm-hmm. but the world mm-hmm. just being a darker place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need, because like the thing with the boys is like literally everyone is evil.
Yeah.
And compromised. Yeah, like I think you can still have truth, justice in the American way in a dark world mm-hmm. that could be compelling. I don't think you have to go like, I don't think you have to have your heroes raping each other.
Right. And I think like you don't, and honestly, if the world is a darker place, maybe even because Superman is dead,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be a more compelling story.
You don't even need Superman to be evil, right? Just right. the absence of Superman should be enough.
And I think if Superman came back a blank slate, like I guess it's a movie, so they want to have more fighting scenes. But mm-hmm. I feel like Superman could have come back a blank slate and then seen Lois and be like, okay, I know her. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Or even if he is hostile at first because this is a world he does not recognize, and then he sees the thing, you know, he sees Lois and is like, oh, let's go away.
But I think that's what Zack Snyder tried to do. Like, what you just described, I think, is how he would describe that scene.
Unfortunately, I think that maybe just the execution was so faulty.
Well, it's so hard to get anything out of this movie because, like, it's so long and there's so much slow-mo and everything is so weightless and CG that, like, there's nothing to latch onto in this, right? Like, my sense of space and pacing and speed is absolutely borked by this movie. Like, I just don't know. Like, I can't, there's no, like, physical reality to it.
And it's not even like binging four episodes of something. It's not. No. It's so long and so boring.
Well, and even the parts from a structural level don't mean anything because the scenes don't have any relationship to each other in their order, especially before we get to like once we get to the fight with reviving Superman, you know, everybody kind of we don't have as many storylines until the epilogue, but like. The beginning is just like Aquaman scene. Okay. Wonder Woman scene. Okay. A Flash.
Yeah.
Scene. And no relationship to each other thematically. You know, it doesn't have to be super cute of like ironic segues, but there's nothing. It's not even like, where is he going to strike next? And then we cut to Aquaman. No, there's no relation. And then they're just broken up with these black screens that say part two change machine.
Right.
Like there's no spine to this movie.
Yeah, structurally or thematically.
And I guess maybe this is where I would like superhero movies if they were like this, if they were the only superhero things that I could ever experience. But I've seen way better Supermans, way better Batmans.
Yeah.
I've seen a better Flash. I even quit that show and I liked it better than this. Like, I've seen this all done better. So it's hard to watch it be done. So like, it's not enough that Superman's in it. That's
right. So does that mean, and I think it does mean that, does anyone have any ships for this, for the last?
No, mine's a no TP.
I mean, my ship is always Clark and Lois. It's in my DNA. I'm never going to, I mean, I guess Snyder could have ruined it. He didn't ruin it.
Right.
But I mean, and I will say, and it was reinforced by her like wanting to avenge his death. I like the. It's very early, but whatever's going on with Mira and Aquaman, I'm into it.
Yeah,
not averse to that. Like
you know the guy that's like the little underling of Darkseid that stomps on that dude's head.
Desaad.
Yeah. Okay, maybe he's like, I don't know. I'm trying to like maybe he's in some kind of like.
Ooh no! Maybe he fucks Granny Goodness. By the way, Granny Goodness makes an appearance.
Who is Granny Goodness again?
Granny Goodness is like the, so she's the other person at Darkseid's side. When
I thought
like,
that was a man.
Well, no, there's Desaad who you know has been talking to.
Yeah. There's the white haired person. Time. That's Granny Goodness.
That's Granny Goodness. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So I think maybe they have this like competitive fucking thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do we think about, and this is more of a fanfic premise than something that would ever be in the movies, but actually Batman and Joker in the post-apocalypse fucking.
That's fine.
Yeah. Let's sure. do it. Let's go for it.
Okay.
You know, friends to lovers, enemies to lovers.
Enemies to lovers to enemies again, because they're never yeah. going to be friends.
Okay, you know what it is? It, yeah, yeah, they're never friends. Yeah.
It's just a circle of
uh-huh. enemies. It's just a reach around of a relationship.
Hey, now we know what that is.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.